Hello, this is Harajima. Hello, everyone who's on the call. I see we are about 8, 9, 10 people, and thanks for being here. And I see some people from this morning are on the call as well. I'm just going to work small. I'm going to put under interactive so we can just say hi to each other. Everybody can hear each other. Hi, hello.
Hello.
And, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Hi there. And first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for participating in this course. We had a really great meeting this morning. Maybe some of you had a chance to already listen to it. And the logistic of things and some of the details, I won't even repeat. You can just listen to it. We're not going to spend time now with each other and just go over, you know, direct conversations and really and then at the end, we'll just finish with a small meditation. And so if you want to raise the hand, you know what we're going to do for a moment quickly? I want to see if you can raise the hand, anybody who already listened to this morning's call, so get an idea. If you would do that, and you have to press star 2. Okay, most of you already listened to the morning's call. Okay, good. So, yeah, beautiful. All right. Then I get sort of an idea. Good. So just take your hand down and just or keep it up if you want to talk to me. And so then I'll just go through the different and we'll just go, you know, go through the whatever place you're at, whether a question comes up, and I'll just repeat again that whatever you're asking is just perfect, whatever you're experiencing, there's no right and wrong. We're working with where you're at, and we're going to learn that everything is eternity, everything is divine, and making that real for you so that this becomes a true experience. And so we're just going to be working ourselves through. So what I want to start with Nola. So I'm going to unmute you, Nola.
Okay.
Hi, hello there. Can you hear me? Thanks for being here.
I think you must have heard me say, oh, please don't start with me.
Okay. It's okay. You know what? I'll just come back to you. Let me take the next one then. You want to just settle in a bit, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. No worries. Well, next one is Bile in Singapore. Hi, B.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, that's you. I can hear you. Beautiful. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Can I just... Thank you, Guru Ma.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Let's just be here. And do you have some question already? Or just kind of talk to me whatever goes through your head?
I have been thinking about questions, but I don't... Okay. I have been doing the attraction and the aversion stuff and the rest of the MP3s as well. I just realized I don't have too much of emotions.
Mm-hmm. And you think that's good if you don't have emotions, but are you saying that you can't feel things and you're numb?
Of course I'm not numb.
Okay. That's good. Then it's good to not have a lot of emotions. Are you very settled, right, in your heart?
I guess, yeah, it's either that or I'm actually able to differentiate when the thoughts are not proper.
Say again. I'm not sure if I understood. Can you say again, please?
Okay, when I have some thoughts that is not, there's a little bit judgmental, or
yes,
maybe some aversion thoughts, I'm able to stop myself from going further.
Beautiful, you can do that. Mm-hmm. I notice that your heart is quite open, so you have a very good ability to love. And that is essentially what happens. When the heart opens, then naturally the thoughts stop. And when we think, the heart closes. I'll repeat that. You cannot... think and not, let me be more specific. When you're in the mind and you are identified with your thoughts, that's when the heart is closed. But when you have the ability to fall into your heart, be who you are, then naturally the mind stops and you just don't follow these kind of thoughts that are based on judgment. And that's what you're doing. You're just kind of, you kind of snap back into the heart, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the reason why I'm not able to associate with the
exercise.
Emotions and right. Yeah. With that.
That's right. You good. Yeah. You just, that's perfect. That's wonderful. And I know it's, it feels kind of like, oh, what's wrong with me? No, it's beautiful. That's, we want to really, most people, the majority of people on this planet just don't have that ability. They need to first really see that. But then there's another thing. We all come from a different past life training. Everybody that's in this course has done some work in a past life, otherwise you wouldn't be showing up here, right? And so if you had training in bhakti yoga, which is opening the heart and to be devotional, then this kind of a way of approaching life through the mind is like total, like a different language. But the modern Western person, most people are, and also where we're at right now in the collective, is anchored and identified as an ego, as an I in the mind. And this is why it's the fundamentals of to learn the attraction aversion. Now, there are subtler places in the heart where you might actually find that you're going to hit that place one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will know that, oh, okay, I'm attracted or I have an aversion.
Okay. But I have a small little question. The fact that because I'm a trader, so I trade in the stock markets and things like that, and I actually trade the futures, so I have to use my mind.
Oh, hello. I think you cut out.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, better. Beautiful. Okay, so you traded, and then what happened?
I'm saying I'm a trader, so when I'm trading, I have to use my mind.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So then, is there a conflict between those practices and
no, not at all. Good question. Yeah, of course, good question. You see, the mind, there's two minds. There's manas and there's buddhi. Okay, so what we're doing is, what manas is the mind that most people are in when they judge. It has sort of a time. It goes through time and space. It's from here and there, right and wrong, and it goes kind of sideways. And then buddhi, where the word Buddha comes from, is the mind that moves. When you go to sleep or you close your eyes, when you meditate, you go inwards. It has an inward movement. That's buddhi. It's a totally different aspect of the mind. And so when you are resting in buddhi, essentially most of the time, you are accessing, you can use it in two ways. You can either meditate and go deeper inward for enlightenment, or like a lot of successful people, that are quite powerful and maybe in corporations or in politics or something, they use buddhi by going outward. They use a form of wisdom. They're quite intuitive. They just know how to do things. And they know how to read people. And there's a lot of people like that. They use that ability outward in the world. So it's up to you. You have to make a living, right? And so when you are resting in that part of the mind, and you, I think in day trading, you use a combination of, you have to use a little bit of intuition, right? I mean, I knew somebody who did that. Yeah, right? It's like, what do you do? Yeah, so you're accessing that part, and you are in a sort of in the zone. Do you find you're kind of in the zone when you're trading?
Yes, I'm actually oblivious to the surroundings.
That's it. So you're in buddhi mind. It's like a meditation. It's an outside meditation. It's when we are painting or making music, or like in your case, day trading, you're in this sort of, let's call it an active meditation. And that's beautiful. If you come to a place where you suddenly feel a lot of anxiety or fear, or then you are actually worrying, and then you're in manas, it's a different part of the mind.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye. And so we have somebody at 360. It says Head R. Silverdale, Washington. Who's that?
That's Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. Oh, hi there. Of course. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Vicky.
That's funny. It must be an old phone number from someone else. So.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway, how are you today?
I'm really good. Yeah. Thank you.
I think I've one of my questions I think was somewhat answered. I did get a little bit in on the first phone call, but I had to stop listening so that I could join this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody saying something about she was getting a headache, and it was all about the energy. And yesterday I laid down for a little bit and was actually able to meditate. And when I got up, the pain was all gone in my head. So I'm thinking that that's an indication that perhaps I'm doing the same thing. I've got energy that's stuck that needs to be moved out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Danielle also wrote on the wall that she had some headache too. It's there's a lot of Shakti, and so you're not used to it. And so it's almost like it's really the resistance, right? And it's the resistance, not just in the mental, you know, identity that you kind of sort of can see or feel, but it's actually literally in the body. And but you know, sometimes you lay down, or in the next module we'll learn how to process things more specifically, and then you just move it through and it's okay. Yeah, so that's normal. Sometimes they can be directly in the third eye area pressure. And that's usually when things are happening in the third eye. And why does it happen in the third eye? Because there's your thinking goes on, it's your thinking process. So there's literally something happened to your third eye. And so the identification of the narrowing, the shutting down of the third eye and identifying as me, the person, and then suddenly this light moving, wanting to move through to fighting you as eternity, or who you truly are, is kind of starting to, it's just like a friction, you know, and you're sorting this out, and these are just sort of side effects, but they kind of go, and they might be in the beginning, they might come back in months or years. It really depends on what goes on with your own individual karmas. There's nothing to worry about. Yeah.
So when you're feeling pain in the third eye, could that be like, could I be perceiving that as like my eyeballs hurting?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because what happens is, do you feel like eyeballs hurting? Okay. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, how is your back? How is your back doing?
It's okay. It's looking forward to the next module. But I'm actually, as a matter of fact, as we speak, I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor, but I have to back up against the wall so it can help hold me up. But
wow, that's amazing.
It's doing better. I never thought I'd be able to sit cross-legged before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no,
I'm really excited about that part.
That's great. Do you have any, the ache in the eyes, is it very annoying right now?
Not really. I did a little while ago, but I came up here about 5 o'clock and decided I was going to meditate for a little while before the call. Mm. And I thought that it would probably go away, and it did. So,
oh, there you go.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. We're good?
Yep, we're good. Thank you.
Good for now? Okay, good. Okay. Okay, so, oh, nobody else. If anybody else, so there's nobody else who raised their hand. And how about no more questions? Or there is somebody in Washington, Glenrock. Okay. Oh, I think I lost that person now. Where did the person go? Maybe you can raise your hand again because suddenly it disappeared. Okay, no worries. Okay, so if there's no more questions. Oh, no, there it is. Here it is. Okay. There you go. That was 360. Did we just talk or did I? In Silverdale?
Is that me again?
That's you again. Okay, okay. Actually, I wanted in Glenrock, Wyoming. That's what I was.
That's me.
Who's that?
Antonia.
Tanya?
Antonia.
Tanya. Oh, hi there.
Antonia.
Antonia.
In Glenrock.
Yes.
Antonio
okay.
Ramos in Wyoming.
Okay, okay.
It's Wyoming. Yes.
Wyoming. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how are you? Would you like to share something or ask?
I am doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the call this morning, but I didn't know how to raise my hand.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ever since I got my program, I got into it, and it's like everything, it makes sense. Everything is very clear. I have gone through everything and anything, and I just, I'm so into it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go over it, I learn something new, something
good.
New.
That's good.
And sometimes I wake up because I don't sleep a lot at night. And so I'm under my blankets with my phone going through the program 2 or 3 hours a night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's really good. I love it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, you will learn, and each time you will absorb more. Let me explain something that it's not just that there's energy actually in the recording. Teachers like me, they exist in we have lots of different bodies. We have doubles. And
right.
When you listen to a person in this medium, the recording, it's like a relay station or something. So you're actually literally engaging with me. And
okay.
So then in that moment, each time you are downloading something new, because you will, although it's always the same MP3, but each time whatever you need, you will absorb, like you get a package or like a compressed file of information, energy downloaded, whatever you need at the time. And so this is why you're hearing things always in a new way, because you're actually literally absorbing new packages, you could say.
Yes. And let me share with you something that happened to me when I was this morning. When I was on, I was going to go on the call. I was babysitting my grandbaby,
mm-hmm.
and she's a little bit more than 2 months, and she was really fussy. And I knew that the phone call was coming, and I didn't want to be interrupted. So I was doing the mantra with her, as I had heard on my arm,
mm-hmm.
that mantra. I can't remember the three words.
I hang clean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was doing that. And I was just saying, and she's going to go to sleep, and she's going to go down to sleep, and I'll be on my call, and she won't disturb me. 5 minutes before the call, she fell asleep, and she was asleep for 2 hours. Straight.
How old is she?
A little bit more than 2 months.
Yeah, she is still living on the other side. So she basically just went flying. Yeah, she was in eternity, and because that's beautiful, of course. I would do the same thing, which we are.
Yeah, so she fell asleep 5 minutes before, but she was fussy all morning, and I was like, oh, my goodness, and the call is coming up, and I hope she won't be disturbing me because I really want to get into it. And 5 minutes before, she fell asleep and asleep until 2 hours. She wake up right when you finish the phone call.
I thought that was
amazing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Well, the Aing, Hring, Kling are...
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually the building blocks of creation, like I spoke earlier, of creating,
mm-hmm.
maintaining, and dissolution. So it is actually extremely healing, and there is a whole healing modality connected with that as well, but it's really at the... There is unity... There is then the yin yang, the electromagnetic masculine feminine, and then we go into the triad of this. So there are these, and from this triad, then we go into the multiplicity of existence, you know? So it really goes back to the core. It's a very deep healing that takes place and really affects the whole body. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm experiencing a little bit of miracles here and there ever since I got that program.
Mm-hmm.
My energy is really good, which I suffered from chronic fatigue for the longest time, and I feel good. And I'm experiencing positive things ever since I got the program, ever since I spoke to you, actually.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, thank
yes.
you.
Yes,
okay.
It's been positive. It's been good. It's been amazing. It's been good.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Okay, bye. And okay, that's wonderful. And I'm going to unmute now somebody in Centerline. And the number is 58642. Can you hear me? Orxist Integrated or something like that?
Yes, Aratima. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well. Who is this?
This is Louise Dobish.
Oh, hi, Louise. There you go.
It's my okay. company name coming up.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's really weird with this seminar thing. There's all these abbreviations, and sometimes I have to kind of guess what it means, you know.
First, I just want to thank you so much for this amazing program. I, too, have seen just so many shifts and changes already. Mm-hmm. And I guess just what I wanted to ask about today is I feel and I've noticed it feels like it's very subtle but kind of coming into my awareness, like a sense of fear, which I'm just, you know, noticing the aversion, but was wondering if there's any suggestions you have. But it feels like something around how big this is or just like the next leap or level that mm-hmm. I'm moving into is kind of what mm. it seems to be.
Yeah, you're touching on something that's a collective issue that when we talk about enlightenment or waking up, that there's something programmed in the human mind that means something, a sense of loss or death or mm-hmm. something like that, right? And of course, mm-hmm. you know, and so there's really nothing connected with that. It would be actually a great thing, and that's actually what we all strive for, but we're just looking in the wrong place. So the programming of that comes up. And so if I ask you right now what you're exactly scared of, what comes up? What's the first thing that comes up for you?
The first thing I feel is just something in my heart, and so it feels like it's something about what I'm going to feel with my heart, or the fear of opening my heart, I think is what it is.
Okay. And so essentially there's probably fear of something that would hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you must sense that there is some pain there that you're hiding.
Yes, I think that's it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you remember, I think if I confuse you, please let me know, but I think I remember that you were hesitant and you weren't sure, and there was a little bit of, you know, discomfort around the course right even before you signed up. Is that correct?
No, I had not even spoken to you. I had just signed up for the course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, then I do confuse it with somebody that emailed me. Okay.
There's so many of us in here. That's
yeah. Okay. So for some reason, I put the two together. But, yeah, somebody with L. Okay. So, wait, then let's forget that. So what we're going to do is just, again, you are noticing the aversion because there's fear, mm-hmm. right? So there's discomfort, mm-hmm. and I want you to just be conscious of it right now. And at the same time, everybody in the group who's sort of having still, even in the eight, like in the course eight, there's some people that are really like still freaking them out. They just think maybe if I take A, I'm all safer. Not so serious. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit pregnant, but not all the way, you know? And it's really, you know, using the word pregnancy, it's like, when you get pregnant, you know, the young woman is destroyed. There will be a mother born and you will be something mm-hmm. else. And of course, the relationship that you had with the partner is gone. And then suddenly there's a mom and dad there. And when you wake up, you will, but it's not that you are losing anything that who you are. In fact, everything will be there. Instead of just a small part of you, everything is there. Mm-hmm. And so what we're learning is non-judgment, because the judgment partitions things so that you're only living in a small corner. But if everything is there, you know, finally you don't have to judge, you know, the angry part or the ugly part or the one that did bad things or the one that all these human parts inside of us. And then suddenly it's like, it's all okay. You can be okay with that. And there's peace. And the biggest thing is that we want to have peace inside of ourselves, because essentially when we do that, if everybody did that, we would have no war on the planet, because the energy would be projected out. So we come to peace inside, and there is no fighting left. And the fear is only there to partition and to push something away. So what is it that, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling the constriction in my chest has moved through, and I'm not, I'm still feeling a little bit of energy, but no fear right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can you see that there's somebody who's noticing that?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you aware that you were identified with the experience in the heart?
Yes, and well, not in that moment, but yes, now that you mention that, you're, yes, absolutely, I can see that I was. That, yes, that I had gone in there in the body. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a habit, and especially when that's very subtle, and the body sensation just seems so real, right, like pain and all these things. I mean, they're very real. If you were, you know, Katya or Danielle, whoever had, you know, a headache, and Vicky, if you were like, a year from now, I would say there's no pain to you. Just don't make a fuss. There's no pain. Why look there? Why not look where who you are? If the direction you look is what you become.
Well, that brings up a very interesting question, because, yes, I guess in all the work and studies that I've done so far, that is so helpful. But yes, I realize that I feel like I go inside of my body when I'm checking
mm-hmm.
for what's happening, rather than is it shifting more to my core then, rather than going
yes.
into my body and then falling into that identification.
That's right. Because if you go into your body, you're splitting yourself into two. You're playing
mm-hmm.
with yourself. Yeah, you can see that, yeah. There has to be no going anywhere. The trick is to, that's why we stop thought, as we're saying, you know, the wording is to stop thought and meditation. The practice is to, so that we remain whole and don't split ourselves. The moment there's movement and consciousness, there's any, that time and space is born. When time and space is born, body is born, form is born, death is born, and birth is born. And then that's the samsara, the cycle of life. And so when we are still and we are not moving as conscious right now in this moment, just being here, just as is, no movement, you can still hear my words, you can still perceive everything and function perfectly, because it's all doing it by itself. It's a beautiful instrument. It's all born. The mind was already born. It's just like the feet. It's all shaped and it's doing its thing, like digestion. It's just doing it all by itself, on its own, if we don't interfere with it. But then the question comes up, what do we do with life? Because that's the ego talking. I need to do something. I need to destroy something so I can fix it.
As you were sharing that too, my mind was going to, oh, well, what about the booty mind that you just spoke of? I want that.
Well, you know, that's when you are... In the core, you are in that mind, you know, and its neutrality is a stillness. But of course, when you're functioning and are active in the world, the mind is, there's the booty mind functioning, you could say. Yeah. So it's the wisdom mind. Yeah. I think you're sometimes in it. I think you are, Louise. It's just that you don't recognize it.
Well, I was just going to ask if that's the, Is that the same or the same feeling as the diamond mind?
No, the diamond mind is different. The Buddha mind is still in time and space. It just has a different stroke. It goes inward and outward, whereas manas goes sideways. It's different. It's like this or that. And Buddha is inside or outside, whereas the diamond mind, there's this total stillness. You become like thin air. It's the entrance to eternity, you could say. Total stillness, and when you stay in it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you just forget yourself. There's no perceiver.
Okay.
And it's not so important to figure it all out. You know, I do speak about everything right from the start. I'm not hiding things, because when we re-speak it later, you will, or maybe students often tell me, like, I don't know, 3 years later, I heard your voice telling me this, bang, I understood what you meant. So because it's there, it's kind of, the understanding will sit there on a shelf, and then at some point, you know, it makes more sense, you recognize it.
Oh, well, it's been so helpful to me, like re-listening and re-listening, as you were just saying, even to the laws and principles and different things that it's so helpful to hear it again and again, and things begin to connect in different ways.
Yeah.
And can I ask one more question about
sure.
this thing that's there for me with the unconscious and exploring that? Is that just my mind wanting to do something? Because I have felt guided to listen to that numerous times around the unconscious mind, but then I'm not sure how to ask the question. Is there something there for me at this time to explore, or is that just my mind wanting to do something or take some next step?
That's right. You're trying to avoid opening your heart. That's your next step. Love, just love, and you will understand.
So no doing, just open. Okay, opening to love. Okay.
Just love.
Thank you.
Right now, don't run away. Don't run away.
Okay.
Love is scary, I know. Let's just really kind of feel it, like, or not feel it, taste it for a moment. Just you and the ability to be you and to be love and just open and okay and just be here, and there is no harm in that. And just, there you go, that's it. And then suddenly the need to look almost just withers away, and it just sort of slides in the background and goes away. Feel that?
Yeah, and it feels, when our conversation earlier, too, I felt myself being pulled to, again, like, look or feel the physical sensation of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That was so helpful to kind of shift my attention to my core. And I still notice some kind of constriction happening in my heart, but the energy moving, I can feel the power of it.
Let me give an analogy that is really helpful for you and everybody else. Just describing what you are doing is that you're hungry and there is a plate of beautiful food, and you are starting to smell things, you know, because it's food smells really good. And then you poke around, you can feel the texture. You are starting to investigate. But what you really want is you want to eat it. And that is the difference. You want to become one with it. You have to become mm-hmm. one with your heart instead of investigating it. You're hungry. And we're all hungry for love, because we've forgotten we are love, and we have it encapsulated in our heart, just locked down, but it's all there. We're so scared of it because we have misunderstood what it means, because we're not conditioned properly. Nobody taught us. The world we're born into is a heartless world. And that's a fact. And this is why it takes kind of courage to open it. And we'll do that in the other modules. Just slowly, there's a process that's actually quite easy.
This is
beautiful. This helps? Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you
Great.
So much.
You're welcome. Okay, I have J. Jen in Australia. We talked this morning, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. I went back to bed for a couple of hours and got up again.
Oh, my goodness. What time is it?
Oh, it's now about 9 o'clock in the morning. Before I was talking, it was about 3 o'clock.
I know. You got up during the night. I thought you did. Yeah, well, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. No, it was important for me to be here. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. When you spoke about the direction you look in is who you become, it brought up a question which goes through my mind, or it has been through my mind on and off since I began the journey with you. And part of that was, as soon as I signed up for the first course and paid for it, I actually became extremely calm, and it sat very well in my belly. But just a few weeks prior to that, I started to pull back from things and move away from other
programs,
like
stuff.
Groups and et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of like I said, over time, I've been coming into whatever I've known before, I don't recall very well. So a lot of the teachings, et cetera. So a lot's fallen away. And to a degree, some very close friendships are just out there. It's not like we're not friends anymore, but they're just there and we have a little chat every now and then. And I've queried that a couple of times because it's easy for me to hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just querying that. And I don't know if it's the most important question because I feel there's something else formulating. But I'm just curious why that. I mean, I don't really need to ask why, I guess, but it's an interest. It's almost like I went into a slipstream. And before you actually had a course, I knew if you ever had one, I was going to do it type of thing. And I'm just curious about that falling away and if it's just me, to a degree, ignoring or what? I haven't really got that quite right.
What part is it that you're ignoring?
Whether I'm just ignoring people, cutting them out, or just being...
Does it feel okay to you? Like, does it feel like the right thing?
It does now. At first, I went through a little stage where I was really queried at, am I just being... I'm not sure the word I'm looking for, but yeah.
I understand what you're saying. It's very different for everybody. There are, for some people, they've done a lot of work in past lives, and you've already gone through the process. There is a memory of going through births and deaths, and also meeting people again, losing them or not losing them, but letting go and a meeting again and others. And so it's quite familiar. So it's very easy for you to just know that, okay, time is up. Letting go again. You reconfigure yourself, and then either you're going to meet these people again in your new form or maybe not. And so you're just familiar. And because your soul is you're so connected, your soul's already driving your life. You're not so caught in your identity. So the soul is, there's a lot of things that we don't do that we can't explain. And we don't have we don't even care to explain. We just know it's true. And so you fall and surrender. It's the beginning of surrendering to live a divinely inspired life.
Beautiful. And there's a part of in that question, I really don't need to know what's going on. It was just like, I don't need to know all the details of everything. I'm just happy for it to be in that simplicity of, I just need to sit with this and then let it move.
That's right. If there is a little bit of a tweak from the ego and just says, but I really need to know there's something unfinished, sometimes that little thorn is, we need to kind of, and there's nothing wrong looking at it and saying and discussing it, saying, okay, what is it? And then you slide right out of it. So if you feel a little bit of like, well, you know, what exactly, something that's holding somewhere, then is there some of that, or are you, because I can sense it a bit.
Yes, there is a little bit of that. So I'll just say yes.
Okay, just be aware of it right now, and if something arises in your mind, what that is, let it come, make it, let it be conscious. If mm-hmm. not, then we'll just kind of acknowledge it, that there's some hesitance, some question, something. Maybe it'll come up an hour later.
Mm.
Should we just let it sit for a moment? Yeah?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I'll just, yeah, if you know, I'll take your hand down. If it comes back, you can just raise your hand again.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll just do that here. And then I'm just going to check if Nola is ready. Nola, are you ready now?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Okay. So you may have answered this, but for others, but I've been feeling restlessness and having trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that other people may be experiencing some of that, but I didn't quite get what I can maybe do with it or how to understand it. And I've been kind of observing my aversion. It feels like as soon as I activated the light energy,
mm-hmm.
even I go there now, I just, maybe it's that I don't have, is it that I don't have enough power to manage the light that I can open to?
What do you, like, do you activate the light energy? Are you when you meditate, there's some light and you connect with it? Is that what you're saying? Or it's not?
The meditation that you gave, like,
yes.
The first time, God, I went, oh, well, where did I go? Like, I did it. And I went, that was 25 minutes, and I thought it was only five.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I listened to more of it, and but then I realized, okay, don't listen to this before you try to go to sleep, because then I couldn't sleep.
That's right. Yeah, what happens for some people is that because everybody's in a different place. Remember the eyeing, being clean. Some people are in a creator place, like, which means is, or in a dissolution place. So they're sort of not, they're shifting. So what's happening with you is that you're just at the edge of raising a vibration, and when there's, we need to, for sleeping, we need what's called an Ayurveda tamas. It's inertia. We need to be heavy and dull, so the dullness makes us sleep. We become even more unconscious. But when you actually are sometimes just about to shift to a higher awakeness, to higher wakefulness, then the light is basically, it's also flooding your third eye and your head and your crown, your brain, your nerves, and then you are just awake and you can't shut down because you're actually learning to be more awake. And then once you've settled in that new plateau, then you find your new reference of being dull, which makes you sleep again. I hope.
Nice.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I activated my sexual energy and as I don't have a partner, that's been kind of interesting too, and I've been struggling with that.
No need to struggle. I've already spoken to some others about this. This is very common because we are activating the Shakti, right? So we want to bring the energy from the second chakra up, because if it's only sitting in the second chakra, it's annoying.
It is.
And even if you had a partner, you would constantly drain the energy out downwards, and then you don't get anything up in the head, right? And if you want to wake up, the light needs to go up. We move the different kinds of frequencies that are in the lower chakras. It's different. It's creative, very creative and powerful. And the power energy we want to bring up into the heart and into the third eye. So you can put your hands in namaste and have prayer position at the heart. And then you chant their om, like with a loud voice, like om, and you just do this over and over again until you feel the energy is moving up, and you will feel it because the sexual energy suddenly dissipates.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Uh-huh. Or if you want to, in the context of this course, you want to use it for waking up, but if you feel like you got something very creative to do, and then you can also decide to move it outward into the world and just, I don't know, reconfigure something in your house or paint something or write a book. I mean, but it really depends if you want to kind of use this energy now to basically take consciousness further.
Okay, that's helpful. I've also had a few nightmarish dreams of being trapped. I mean, it really helped when I listened to the last two calls before me where that fear of moving into that place, and yet I have so many mixed emotions around it. excitement and fear, you know,
yep.
at the same time, and a fear of exposure somehow that feels like more of a past life thing maybe, but maybe that's my thought, my rationalization to hide. And
Yeah, well, the human condition is fear. It's all fear. I mean, the moment we are connected with the body, or identified with the body is the correct word, there's fear. Body, because we know the body is very vulnerable and it comes and goes and decays. I mean, that's just the fact. We try to talk ourselves out of it. But it's...
Artists kind of feels okay about that. I used to feel like something was wrong with me because that felt normal.
Good. So you have a lot of acceptance.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. But there is still, I can tell you, because... I went through the process when my Kundalini went up, like really up and out into, you know, unity consciousness. I had to pass through the portal of death. And that was, I remember very distinctly, for 25 minutes, I was fighting, like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want any enlightenment. I was just like crying. And it was so, so horrible because I just knew, my God, like at that moment, I didn't want it at all. Although my whole lifetimes I was working towards it. So, and then you have to know that one of my teachers says, you know, you just have to have a little note, like a little note in the back of your pocket where you write down, don't fall for the trick. You know, don't listen to that dragon at the gate because it tells you don't keep going, because this fear is actually your own energy. It's your own energy. And when you actually watch it and notice your aversion to it, and you really just watch it, then it becomes your ally. It actually moves the energy, the real energy. It's like taking a balloon. You know, if a balloon and there's not enough air in it, you can twist it off and you have different parts of the balloon. You know, sometimes I make different.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is basically there's you and then there's this other part of you, just twisted off. It seems like something other than you. And when it wants to reconnect with you, there's movement, and that twisting part is the fear. It's just like, oh my God, what is this? What's happening? I am changing because you're becoming bigger and larger, and that is misinterpreted by the ego.
Okay.
But you're not losing anything. You're just becoming more.
Okay. Somehow I know that that's registering with me on some level.
You can sense it?
Yeah.
Is the fear less?
Just, I think the truth in that, yeah, that will help me in that place.
I can feel it in your heart. Yeah, yeah.
I feel too that breathing into that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can sense it. Yeah, I think it's in the heart. I think it'll go up into your head and crown as well. And then it'll just kind of blow through. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Nola. Okay. And I have Joanne in again, right?
I'm here again.
That's right.
I love this. It's so interesting listening to everybody's calls because they all have something in them that resonates.
Yeah, I know, because we're all this deal. We're one self, and you are looking at the different facets of yourself.
It's fascinating. I want to thank you for articulating how we absorb each lesson differently each time we hear it. I think it was Laws and Principles that I was listening for the second or third time, and I thought, I actually laughed because I thought, I've already heard this, but I haven't heard this. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, I listened to this and I took notes. This is all new to me.
Well, it tells me you already have a new version of Joanne now. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I think I had a big clearing today, and I don't want to overthink it, so I'm just going to spit it out. But after the call, three things happened to me today that sent me into rages.
Oh, good.
I haven't gotten angry in so long. And it was just like 1, 2, 3, and I mean, I don't usually inappropriately yell at people, but I very firmly told people what they, I needed them to do, and do it now.
There you go. You sound so much better, Joanna. It's like almost like
it
there's so much
something.
Joy in there in you.
Yeah, it cleared something. I think, you know, I mean, when I'm thinking rather than feeling it, there was a little part in there that I really just kind of needed to be heard today, mm-hmm. and I absolutely stood my ground in all three situations and made my point and left.
Yeah, and it feels you and your mind is speaking about, you know, wow, like I did this. It's amazing. I've never done this, right? So you are reflecting on it. And at the same time, if you go a little deeper, can you feel how your heart and your truth is just beaming?
It is. You keep talking about the heart on these calls, and I have trouble feeling. I have a little sentry on my heart, and that opened up the heart a bit today. So it was, I mean, it was actually beating faster and feeling a healing.
Yes.
It was an that's why I don't want to overtalk it, because I just want to be in it. I just want to feel it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's wonderful. Well, we can joyfully share things, you know, and instead of analyzing it, and it's good because it consolidates it, and that's wonderful. I love how your voice sounds right now, and I'm sure everybody else is noticing that too. So that's awesome.
Good. I'm glad it's resonating, and it's obvious that something shifted, because it feels that way to me.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so there's no more hands up. If you want to, somebody else wants to speak, you go ahead. And otherwise, we'll just finish up with a meditation. Oh, there is somebody from Toronto. Okay, hello from Toronto.
Hi, Arathima. This is Catherine.
Catherine, hi there.
Yes. Well, I don't have a question. I just want to ask you about, I feel a lot of tension, and I think you spoke about my email. I did send an email to you. I feel so much resistance. Even, you know, signing up for the course, I waited till the last day and almost midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do want to change things in my life, but, you know, there is that fear of, you know, a fear of losing everything, and it's, I don't think it's a fear of death. It's more like loss.
Okay. So is there something you've already lost in your life?
A parent, as
okay.
a child.
Okay. Is that still troubling you?
I don't think so. Not on the conscious level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so loss is part of life, because when you get into, let's say you're at the airport and you are getting into the airplane, there's a loss of that city that you're leaving because you're gaining another destination, you get going somewhere else. And and so I think you think that you're not in control of that, because but you're the one who got onto the airplane and said, oh, I'm flying, I don't want to leave Paris, and I want to go to London, because right now I want to be in London. Or if I don't want London, I go back to Paris or something. So I think you are thinking that it's something's happening to you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me say this. In the big, 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 big ultimate picture, where none of this is really happening. This is a big dream, but we don't even need to talk about that. So in the level of the soul, you actually have the ability to make choices. You have free will, and nothing will be taking place that you have not agreed to. In fact, nobody can do anything to you, really, if you haven't agreed to it. And when I say that, you cannot relate to it, is that correct?
On some level I can, yeah.
Okay, good. So you, now in the context of this course, if I asked you, would you like to use the exercises and all everything that's offered to you in a way that, where you smooth out your consciousness, you kind of take away certain pains and difficulties and overcome certain things, and you become stronger and you know how to become freer. Would you like to apply that and experience that?
Well, I would say yes.
Okay, so then there is no concern about it. What is the alternate ego inside you, the other part of you telling you? What's the voice saying to you?
Hmm.
It's gone now, right? It's gone? Is the voice gone?
Nothing is coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was like a mirage. It's like an echo that came constantly says that it's like a fear echo that you got stuck on a loop. And but there's actually has no substance. When you and I'm asking you again, I mean, don't trust what I say. I want you to wrestle with the truth and ask yourself, am I the one who makes the choices here? Am I the one who sits down and just is still and just doesn't follow into all this drama? Am I the one who wants to make this choice or you can see then for yourself that there's no one telling you really what to do. So the fear of loss is correct, right? Yeah, and it's good, you know, because you're really, I'm glad you're speaking up, because in a little bit it's something that Nola brought up, and it comes up in people, and sooner or later people will meet this again, because there's always this fear. You see, nobody remembers when they move from being, let's say, a four-year-old to becoming a 12-year-old, or when you were a child and then you moved into adulthood. And you actually died to the previous. I'm clearing something in the throat for you.
Thank you.
The voice, right? And when you actually shifted from being a child into an adult, you lost your adulthood and there was loss. But it's not really a problem right now, right?
No.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. The same thing will be when you actually become a bit more awake, or eventually maybe totally wake up. You will just suddenly realize that, my God, I'm just really just myself. I've always been there. How does it feel now?
I feel more calm, for sure.
So now, let's look at the calm and on top of what's going on in the mind. I want you, maybe, because this is very subtle, I want you to notice that the mind, there's a little activity in the mind trying to contract again and search for a reason to be scared. Do you notice that? Yeah, you see that pattern? Yeah. So I just want you to see it, because there's you, who you are, and then there is this activity in the mind that is ego-based, that is basically trying to contract again and come up with a scary story. Just notice how it wants to do that. And when you look at it, it can't do it, because you're witnessing it, and you're just like, okay, I can see you, because you're shining the light on it. You witness this light. It's like a big shining light. There you go. There you got it. Did you feel that? Good job. Yeah. That was awesome. I saw the light.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else saw it too. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, let's. I think you should just enjoy this for a moment.
that felt so good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Vilma. Vilma, hi there. I'll unmute you.
Hi there.
Hey.
I'm calling again to say, when you did the meditation earlier, I could feel healing taking place within my body.
Yeah, beautiful. I was meaning to do that, because some people had pain. Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. Well, we'll do that. Go ahead.
And I wanted to ask you, One of the things that feels so different within me, and I didn't ask it earlier, is that I never slept, in 30 years, I never slept more than 3-4 hours tops, because I would wake up, be in a meditative state all night long doing work.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sleeping 6 to 8 hours, and I feel so entirely different. Is that going to... what should I do to feel in balance to what I was doing before and merge it with what is happening now?
Yeah, I think you mentioned somewhere this morning. Yeah, and sorry, I didn't completely go there. Don't manipulate it, because your body is going through a transition. The body's becoming... the frequencies are changing, and there's more healing happening. As you notice, your body wants to heal, and there's a rejuvenation, a resting, and sometimes, you know, I remember I would just literally go through sleeping stages. I would just shut myself in the bedroom for 3 days and just sleep. I would just get up, go to the bathroom, sleep, and then come out totally transformed, like 5 years younger. Sometimes the body just needs to completely restore itself, and there is no, you know, the idea that we have to sleep 8 hours and then work and all this, I mean, this is just something that's implemented through the industrialization. We have all different ways at different ages, like babies do different things and toddlers do different things, and it changes on the, according to level of consciousness. So I wouldn't worry about it. If do you have just not enough time to get everything done in your life, like during the rest of the time?
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I do whatever has to be done to catch up. I study, I write, I do daily living things, and then I start maybe 8, 9 o'clock, starting doing my meditative, real deep work on myself.
Right. Oh, I
and
see
on the
what
world.
Mm.
So I go to sleep very late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're doing. Okay. Well, let's put it this way. As the module goes on, you know, maybe we can, we will be uplifting your vibration a bit more, and then you're able to hold, you have to specifically meditate in the third eye area, but you can't just put yourself out of whack. Like, you have to go there naturally to some degree. And when you do that, then you are going to force the currents from the lower levels upwards, and you're transcending. It's a form of transcending, and then you're shortening sleep. But, you know, let's kind of wait a little bit until we get to the next modules, and we'll talk again.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes, because I was concerned about that, because when I work with a client or a friend, I'm not doing the work like I used to do it. Nothing is in the mind anymore. I just stand there, and all the work happens.
Well, that's good. That's how it's supposed to be.
So what that is new is just the sleeping is, I'm not doing the meditative work. It's, you know, I'm in a whole new cycle.
Well, you know, but what we hear, and I'm sure everybody else hearing this too, is that you have a preference, and that's where you get caught, right?
Okay. Well, over 30 years, the body was in one place, and now it's totally in another place.
But you see, all that's memory, and so it's not really real. It's just some illusion you're playing around with.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You made it clear to me. I needed that. Thank you very
much. Okay, okay, thanks, bye. Okay, so good. Let's finish up with some short meditation. And if you're just sitting, just sit nice and straight. And we'll just do pretty much what we did in the morning. Just allow, even bring your attention to the heart area. If it's naturally going there, if you have somewhere where your energy's, your attention's resting, maybe more in the head area or deeper, just let that happen. Otherwise, if it's kind of not so, you know, determined or predetermined for you, then just go to the heart area. Just imagine a beautiful bright sun, just very loosely. Don't even work very hard. And we're just going to become light. We're in an ocean of light, an ocean of light that stretches into infinity past the horizons. There's no beginning, no end, has always been here. Your cells are opening up. There's infinite space, light, luminosity through all organs, through all skins, and through systems. on bones and muscles and all these things. They're not forms, they're light. Your memory, your mind is light. Everything is light. All memories are just contractions of shadows expanding into light. All you are is light. You were never born, you never die. You're the eternal now, the eternal here. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May there be peace, may there be peace, may there be peace. Thank you. You can keep sitting in the meditation or in your own timing, allow yourself to come back. And for the next 15 minutes, just keep yourself in elevated and sacred space. Thank you, and much love. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.